Yes, sir. You already know what it is.
What
it
is.
Jason Alexander, on behalf of THG Entertainment, letting y'all know. We're on CKUT 90.3 all month with the Montreal Sessions, myself, DJ Rossi Ross, and of course, Colin Hassel on the drums.
Yes, sir, Montreal. That's Whose Vibe Is It Anyway? Mark your calendars, 3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday through the month of March. Hit us up on IG at THT Entertainment. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear. What's popping in your neighborhood. We gotta know.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure that trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call InfoSocial 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the gouvernement of Quebec.
À qui les donner?
Lorsqu'on ne paye pas pour un produit, on est le produit. Particulièrement dans le cas d'hébergement des courriels et des sites web où les compagnies multinationales se battent pour les profits produits par les magnifiques communications de nos organisations. Comubit est une coopérative de travail qui essaye d'aider les petites organisations ou les particuliers à se réapproprier leurs communications. Par l'hébergement de courriels et de sites web, ainsi que par la création de sites web. Si c'est votre désir, contactez-nous à comubit.org ou par courriel à info@comubit.org. comubit.org. On n'est pas surpris.
Hey, this is Max and Shantae, and of course, you know I'm listening to CKT 90.3. What's good? This is GPS Tony. First hour, had some jungle, forward, Jew. A little bit of electro in there too, and a few original songs. Feel free to go on GPS Tony, Bandcamp or SoundCloud. And out there with a track from Bows, All We Ever Wanted. This next hour, more of the same. Gonna start us on piano from my DJ Lad, and take it from there. So stay locked in.
I'm gonna go to the Drinking, 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 dr that takes us just past the top of the hour here on KPFA. My name is Brian Edwards, normally on the air live at 7 o'clock in the morning. But this hour, as we try to help KPFA towards meeting the fundraising goals, we need to keep the good work going. We're going to bring you one of our favorite recent interviews that we did, speaking to Johan Hari about his new book, Stolen Focus. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Teekert.
Very pleased to welcome back to the show Johan Hari, who spent a lot of the last decade trying to bring social context to things we're encouraged to treat as individual failings. Addiction, depression, and now distraction. Some of the world's most powerful companies are basically devoted to monopolizing as much of our attention as they can. But instead of talking about the implications of their business models, we seem to mostly pass around things like short tip lists for how to maintain the focus that they have legions of behavioral scientists and software engineers working on resting away. Johan Hari, it's always a pleasure to speak to you. The new book is Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, hi, Brian. It's always great to be with you.
Tell me how you got started on this topic.
For quite a personal reason, I noticed that with each year that passed, my ability to focus was getting worse. And it felt like things that required deep focus, that are very deep to my sense of self, like reading a book, watching long movies, were getting more